just all assembled here at Raphoe Mart, and we're just setting off here now to head off and round the Diamond in Raphoe here. We have a good turnout this morning now. There's between jeeps and tractors and cars, we have over 30 vehicles here lined up ready to rumble.
And what do you hope this rally will achieve?
I suppose it's to make the public aware that if, you know, these cap reforms come, it's going to have a negative effect on not just on farmers, but on local businesses that farmers support, and all different businesses throughout the area from the money that farmers spend.
And indeed, there are fears also that the industry will no longer be viable if these cuts are introduced.
Yes, that's so originally these payments came in to support farmers to produce food for cheaper for the consumer to buy in the shops, you know, and if this payments are cut, they will not be fit to make the farms viable with no payments, because if the prices the farmers get at the market or wherever is just not suitable to support the farm.
This is particularly relevant to Donegal, as it is a huge agriculture county.
Yes, it's massive. Like, you take off Raphoe today, like, all the businesses in around Raphoe are supported by the farming industry, you know, and there's not much else in the area. Take for myself in West Donegal, there's very little other opportunities for a career other than farming or construction, and that's just the way it is.